Hey everyone, we'll be right back to the episode, but one quick note, you know, success doesn't happen in a vacuum. So if you'd like to learn more, you want to go deeper and interact with like-minded people, I'd love to have you join the free Path to Freedom Facebook group. You can join by going to pathtofreedom.com/group and become a part of the Path to Freedom community. All right, back to the episode.
Hey, what's up everyone? And welcome back to the Path to Freedom podcast. Today, I'm coming at you with another celebrity franchisee spotlight. And before I tell you who we're talking about today, I'll give you a few hints and see if anyone can guess. This is one of those people that's almost annoying because they're so good at really everything they try their hand at. You know, this guy seems to be aging backwards. He's in his 50s at this point, you know, easily looks 20 years younger. He got his start in the music career, then he moved into Hollywood and, you know, has become a blockbuster movie star. So he's been flexing all over the entertainment space for quite some time now, but he's also flexing in the business world, and he's put together a pretty funky bunch of different business investments. So hopefully you're able to guess that we are in fact talking about Marky Mark. Mr. Mark Wahlberg himself is obviously an accomplished movie star, got his start in music and doing some modeling, but he's also a very, very accomplished business person, entrepreneur, investor. He's been building, you know, a nice portfolio of businesses that he either owns or is an investor in for quite some time now. And I think, you know, in recent years, more and more people are probably aware of some of the business ventures that Mark Wahlberg is involved in, but seemed to me that, you know, he's kind of been quietly doing some of this behind the scenes for a very long time. And franchising does make up a significant portion of his portfolio of businesses, which is why I didn't want to highlight him here. So kind of interested to get into this and share some details. He's got some really, really impressive businesses and investments outside of the franchise space as well. So I just want to kind of go through and highlight what he's involved in. I mean, going all the way back to 2004, he started his own production company called Closest to the Hole. They produced or have produced more than 15 films, plus a bunch of TV shows, including the hit HBO series Entourage, which ran from 2004 to 2011. I'm a huge Entourage fan. Wish they would bring it back. I've heard some rumblings about them rebooting Entourage. So Marky Mark, if you're listening, you should definitely reboot Entourage. I would be watching for sure. They also produced the Entourage movie, which came out in 2015, grossed over $49 million worldwide. So in addition to his Closest to the Hole production company, which is TV and film, he has another production company called Unrealistic Ideas, and this is an unscripted production company. They focus primarily on podcasts and documentaries, launched that in 2018 with a couple of partners who are well-renowned documentary filmmakers. And this production company, Unrealistic Ideas, produced a documentary on Mark Wahlberg and talked a lot about his focus on business and entrepreneurship and investing. It's called Wall Street. I started it last night. I didn't finish it, but it's interesting, and I'm definitely going to watch the rest of it. But wanted to point out something that he talks about in that documentary, because I think it'll give some context for, you know, why he is as involved on the business side of things. But he says, I've got the bug for business, and I've got people who are like putting in parts of their life savings and betting their future on me and us. So I'm going to work twice as hard to make sure that I'm bringing something to the table that's beneficial to others. And an example of that, I don't know if he has an actual company formed around this, but he's also involved in trying to essentially establish Las Vegas, Nevada as what he calls Hollywood 2.0. So they're building a state-of-the-art studio that, you know, they project to help create at least 10,000 jobs. They're going to provide training and other resources for people in the film industry with the goal of helping them, you know, raise their income, right? So if they can bring more production to Las Vegas, if they can have better studios, better equipment, better trained people, you know, raise the standard pay for people in the film industry in Las Vegas. We'll get right back to the episode in just a minute, but if you've been considering business ownership, if you're already a business owner looking to expand and you're curious about franchising, I'd love to connect with you, answer any initial questions that you have, talk about a specific franchise, and detail the exact process that I use and have taken hundreds of people through to help them understand franchise ownership, find the right franchise for them, and conduct the necessary due diligence. Click the link in the show notes if you'd like to schedule a free, no obligation strategy call. I look forward to talking with you. And now back to the episode. It's one of many examples where, you know, he's looking for ways, seems that he's looking for ways to give back and do good through his businesses. So I thought that was interesting. And then, of course, one of the ones that he's probably most well known for in the business space, and this is one of his franchise investments, is Wahlburgers, his family burger restaurant chain. Founded this with his two brothers, Donnie and Paul, back in 2011. I'm sure a lot of you have seen the series that I think it was CBS did, A&E Network did, called Wahlburgers, kind of a reality TV show, you know, based on their experience starting Wahlburgers and running it. But, you know, they did start franchising that. They're up to 50 or 60 locations across the country. I've not done any research into, you know, how well a Wahlburgers franchise tends to perform on average, but nonetheless, that was, from what I can tell, kind of his first foray into franchising. He also invested back in 2012 in a brand called Aqua Hydrate. And as I was researching this, this one really caught my attention because this seems like it was a massive ROI for Marky Mark here. But he invested in 2012 in this Aqua Hydrate, convinced a few other, you know, celebrities, including Sean Diddy Combs. Between the two of them, invested around $20 million. And apparently the company was, you know, kind of in a tough spot, having some cash flow issues. However, along with that cash injection and, you know, whatever else they did to turn things around, Aqua Hydrate sold or was acquired in 2019 by Alkaline Water. Most recent earnings I could find, Q4 end of 2022, that company brought in $15.9 million in net revenue. So, don't know exactly how that turned out for Mark Wahlberg, whether he retained some ownership in the company once it was acquired by Alkaline Water, or, you know, if he kind of took his payday. But either way, you know, it sounds like the company was on the up and up at the time they got acquired, and I'm sure it panned into a nice investment for him. Performance Inspired, this is his supplement company. Things like protein powder, and they're one of the brands that you can find at GNC and other major retailers. So, you know, if you've follow Mark Wahlberg on social media at all, the dude's up at like 4 o'clock every morning working out. Only makes sense he'd have his own supplement company. And who else are you going to buy your protein powder from other than Marky Mark himself? Mark Wahlberg Auto Group. So this one I thought was interesting and falls into the category of franchises. Car dealerships are a little bit different than, you know, most franchises in terms of the structure, but they are, you know, in most cases a franchise of sorts, or at least very, very similar to most franchises. So he got involved with Chevrolet. I had a longtime friend and Michigan auto dealer named Jay Feldman. They partnered up together and opened a Chevrolet dealership in Columbus. It's called Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet. Why not use the name? You'd be kind of crazy not to name your Chevy dealership after yourself if you're Mark Wahlberg, is what I think. But since then, they've opened four more dealerships across the state of Ohio. So they've got at least five of these Chevy dealerships. And, I'm sure they have trouble keeping inventory on the lot with it named Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet. So I thought that was an interesting kind of move for him. And then one of the ones he's probably more well known for as well is F45. So if you're not familiar with F45, it's a high intensity group training. You know, we're talking fitness franchise. Been a very, very fast growing brand over the years. Again, Mark Wahlberg's not a franchisee with F45, but he was a pre-IPO investor in the F45 brand. And in 2019, the business was valued at roughly $450 million. And Mark Wahlberg owns just under 2% of that. And, you know, that's a brand that's just continued to grow. You know, I think they've maybe plateaued a bit in terms of new locations just due to the fitness space having quite a bit of competition. There's a lot of great brands out there in the fitness space, with F45 being one of them from everything that I hear. So that brand generates over $170 million a year in revenue with over 2,000 studios opened across 74 countries. So this is actually a global brand that he's a part of. And again, if you follow him on social media, he promotes F45 all the time. They actually named him their chief brand officer in March of 2023. And if you're an F45 member, apparently once a year, they have a week dedicated to Mark Wahlberg called Wahlberg Week. And it's seven different workouts each day of that week. And, you know, it would seem that Mark Wahlberg has some influencer input into what those workouts are going to look like. So I've heard Wahlberg Week is pretty intense. And then you've got Municipal, which is his clothing line, you know, and these are clothes that, you know, he personally wants to wear, thinks look good, but are comfortable and functional. So they've got a lot of workout and training type clothes. I don't know if it branches outside of training apparel, but this is something that he's been promoting hard for a long time. They launched this brand in 2020. I think he does have a couple of partners kind of behind the scenes. And one of his focuses too was to make it affordable, you know, good, high quality clothing that looks good, feels good, is functional for the purpose, but also not exorbitantly expensive like some of the other really high-end fitness or training apparel brands out there. They expect this brand to grow into $1 billion athleisure, or to continue growing in the $1 billion athleisure industry. Couldn't find anything on what the company is valued at today, but it seems like the brand's been growing like crazy. So, hey everyone, we'll get right back to the episode, but I wanted to quickly share a free resource with you. If you're curious about franchise ownership and want to learn more about how countless people, including myself, have leveraged franchising as a way to create more freedom for themselves and to take control of their livelihood, I've put together an ebook. It's called Franchise Wealth Creation, and it's the perfect starting point for anyone that's just curious to learn more about this whole franchise thing and how I've helped hundreds of other people navigate all the steps involved in understanding and researching franchising. So click the link in the show notes, fill out a short form. I'll send you the ebook. I think it's a great starting point if you're curious at all about learning more about franchising. All right. Let's get back to the episode. Yeah, Mark Wahlberg, crushing it in the business world. Again, it's almost annoying when you look at this guy and you see him have success in every arena, you know, he places himself into, but it's also cool. And you know, it's cool seeing someone like him embrace franchising and use that as a mode of, you know, continuing to build businesses and ultimately continuing to build, you know, into what is in his case a pretty massive net worth. So again, he's not technically a franchisee, but doing some cool things on the franchisor side. And, you know, I guess depending on how Chevrolet does their auto dealerships, maybe he is looked at as a franchisee. I know the automotive dealership industry is, you know, a little bit different than a traditional franchise model, but again, some similarities. So, you know, this guy's acting, did music back in the day, did modeling back in the day. You know, he's taken all that experience in entertaining and launched a couple of different production companies. He's, you know, launching a high-end film studio, but then he's also involved in fitness. He's involved in supplements. He's involved in athletic apparel, you know, so all of those seem to, you know, kind of come from things that he's personally, you know, a consumer of and that are big parts of his lifestyle. The burger chain, Wahlburgers, you know, that's kind of a family venture. And it's just too clever of a name not to go start a burger place if your last name's Wahlburger. So anyways, very interesting mix of businesses. You know, this guy's not seeming like he's going to slow down anytime soon. So sure, there will be a lot of other cool business ventures that Marky Mark gets into in the coming years, and it'll be fun to watch and see if any more of those involve franchising in any capacity. So anyways, I hope you find this stuff interesting like I do. Shoot me a note or leave a comment if you have other ideas or if you're aware of professional athletes or celebrities or, you know, anyone who is kind of recognizable that is involved in franchising in any capacity. You know, I've got quite a few more of these teed up to do, but always open for suggestions. And, you know, please don't forget to share this with someone that may find it interesting. And thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you next time.